Tashma. Tarnagoylim show you machatitim bechevel deli v'nifsek hachevel v'nishba adli. Shama nezek shalem. Tosha says in the Havamina we thought that the chevel was a weak chevel, and the tarnagoyl was we machatit limtzeitz mayim, which is orche, it was trying to suck water out of the chevel, and it broke the chevel. It had no intention to break the dali, but once it broke the chevel, it had no intention to rip the chevel either. But once it ripped the chevel, the dali broke. Misham and Nezek Shalom. Shmamina basame karaz leivim. So we see that this is not tzrayrus, and it's basame kara that the chevel was, that the tarnaga was being mitzit tzmaim. And for the Gemara Tirgum HaChevel, to say that we're talking about the Chevel itself now can't be talking about a weak Chevel, like we thought in the Havamina, Taisa says. Taisa is talking about a strong Chevel. So if it's a strong Chevel, HaChevel Mishunahu. The Chevel itself is another Mishuna, that a tarnagol should stand break a Chevel. So the Gemara Demos Belisha, that the chevel itself was Moas Belisha, it was the derech, it had food on it, and Memela was the derech. And as I said the other day, the derech is to eat the lisha. Memela broke the chevel, so that, as we'll see in the sugya later, is either regal or shein, but it's the chorche. But we're talking about the deli, so it's still a raya that deli, that it's not tzrayrus. Ella, the Gemara tries to say a different tarot. And really it is tzrayrus, and you don't go basame yikara. So the falling is Nezek Shalem because you go Basamei Kara. And what broke afterwards is Tzrayrus and Schatzi Nezek. But if it's Sumchis, why would he pay Chatzi Nezek? B'chite Mishani Lai L'Sumchis Pei Nezek Kaychai, L'Kayach Kaychai. That he says Kaychai is Nezek Shalem, Kaychai Kaychai is Chatzi Nezek, Aloha Devoy Rav Ashi. Kaychai Kaychai L'Sumchis Ke Kaychai Dami, I Lav Ke Kaychai Dami. Tif Shalai Lav Ke Kaychai Dami, you should be pushed from here. So Gemara is Karata from this whole Teretz. Now, normally we would spend time on Rav Ashi's Ibaya of Kayach Kaychai L'Sumchis, but since it's the Ikar Makom of the Ibaya is the next daf is the Yod Tesam and Aleph, so we're going to wait until Yod Tesam and Aleph. We'll leave the sugi of Kayach Kaychai, and we go to the Gemara's final teretz. El Olav Rabbanon He Shmamina Basa Meikara Aslina Chayu Tzarayi Go Basa Meikara Am Ravi Bibarabaya De Kozol Minei Minei. So the way we learn the Gemara Pashit, Rabbi Bar Abaye is saying the final teretz. The Gemara tried one teretz achevel, one teretz kesumchis, and now the Gemara is saying a final teretz that's talking to kaozel minei minei, which means that the tarnagol was pushing the deli, and it has to be its orche, so it was pushing the deli, it wanted water, there was water in the deli, it was pushing it as it went, and that's why Yechayiv, and it's not a case of tzroiris at all. This is Pashup Shad in the Gemara's Maskana, and it comes out we weren't Pashut Ibayim. The Rif and the Rambam both bring this, these words are Bibi Barabai, the Kozel Mine. Interesting, the Lashon of the Rif is the Kozel Mine, he leaves out the second Mine. Just says the Kozel Mine, not Mine Mine. According to one Gerus, at least in the Rif. But, no, I'm sorry, it's the two gears in the Gemara. The Rif is Gairis to Kozel Minei, one time. Rambam also has a similar thing to Kozel Minei, he doesn't say Elosha Minei Minei. But Lamaisa, they bring Rabibi's Teretz. So the Baal HaMor asks on the Rif that the Rif is inconsistent. The Rif Pasch is Basamei Karaz Lina, which means that this Braisa, the way we learned it initially, was very good. Tanagoylim show you mechatetin bechevel dli, v'nishzak hachevel v'nishbar hadli. So on the dli you pay nezek shalim because basamei kara dlina. So you don't have to come on to the Gemara's teretz of Rav Bibi. You pass him basamei kara, you don't have to come on to the teretz. So memeimul bar balamaras matvia that the riff is bringing Rav Bibi for no reason. The whole daichik of Rav Bibi is only to answer the man yama basal of the saif. And since we passed the basal meikara, so the riff should have left it out. So the Ramban, the shitasa of last week, says no, we passed in basal meikara, basal of the saif as lina. Ramban shita is that we passed in basal of the saif. No, if you pass in basal of the saif, so then there's no passion. Then you have to bring where Bibi's terence. But we know that the Ramban is a Das Yachid, who says he passed in Basel of the Saif, that we passed in Basel of Meikara. And if so, Hachakash Leduchte, why did the Rif bring this Teretz of Rav Bibi? So there are a number of Mahalchim in how to explain the Rif. The Rosh and the Rashba, this is the Rosh B'Shem HaRaivit. It's really the Raivit Teretz. And the Rashba are probably the Iker. So go through these two Teretzim. The Rosh B'Shem HaRaivit says that the Gemara had asked the Kasha Chevel Mishonahu, that Chevel is Mishonah. Now the Gemara answered the Maos Felicia. Rav Bibi is coming to give a second teretz on Chevel Mishonah. He's not coming to answer the kasha to Raya Go Basa Meikara. The Gemara already said, if you look at the Lashon Gemara, the Gemara says, Shema Mina Basa Meikara Azlina, period. Maskani is Basa Meikara. Now we had a kasha, that it's Mishonah, so if it's Mishonah, it should be carried. Why is it so? Gemara had one teretz, the Maos Felicia. The Rabbi is giving a second teretz. It's not talking to Maos Felicia. It's talking about a regular chevel. But it's talking to Kozlo Minay, that the animal is chasing after the dli, pushing the dli, wants to get the water out of the dli. Since he wants to get the water out of the dli, he's that's orche. To go after it because it's Dli, that's Orchei. So it's very good that if you look at the Rif doesn't bring Maos Felicia. The whole Rif is a line and a half. Tarnagoylem Shayim Mechatetim Bechevel Dli Vinisak Echevel Dishbar Adli Misham and Ezek Shalim, the Brisa. For who the causal Minei Minei? He doesn't say Maos Felicia. It's like the Ravid, that's Pshat, Pshat is, that the Rav Bibi is coming to offer a second teretz on the kasha that it's mishonah. Why is a tartar pecking away at a string? So one teretz is Maos Felicia, another teretz is the causal minei minei. You know, either teretz is good. In the maskana, if it's Maos Felicia, you don't need the causal minei minei because we pass kibbutz meikar asli. And in the maskana, Rav Bibi says, "Kazal minei minei." You don't hold the Maos Felicia. So this is the way the Ravid learns up the Gemara. What's a little not clear according to the Ravid is why did the Rif like Rav Bibi's teretz better than the teretz of Maos Felicia? Why did Rav Bibi like Rav Bibi's teretz? Like the way we're saying, yeah, both truths are good. And Shmami no basa meikara asli. It's not the derech for chickens to eat string. So you have one teretz Maos Felicia, and you have one teretz that ozl midei midei. So the Rif chose one teretz over the other. Why didn't she chose this teretz over that teretz? But that's the Rif chose the teretz ozl midei midei better than the teretz of Maos Felicia. Okay, Kabbalah the Kabbalah. I mean, it's that's the Ravid's Teretz. That's what's a little missing in the Ravid's Teretz. I can't think of any Sharakai, your Mos Belisha. Mos Belisha should be Dalach, should be Mos Belisha also. So the Rashba has a different version of this teretz. Any teretz really under from Rambam works that Rabbibi is not coming to answer the original kasha. Rabbibi says causal midaybi that he has a separate reason for saying it. So the Rashba has a different cheshbon. Now, this Rashba ties into the very first shiur we had on Tzrairis in the beginning of the Perek. And the Rashba is very much, very much shayach to that. The Rashba says the following. He says that Rabbibi was bothered by something else. Rabbibi was bothered that if you break a Dali, it should always be Tzrairis. Sorry, if you break a Chevel, it should always be Tzrairis on the Dali. Why? Because the chicken didn't touch the Dali. So Maisa, the chicken touched the string, not the Dali. So whenever the animal, in this case the oif, did something indirectly through touching one thing and causing hezek to another, there should always be tzrayus. It's always not begufay. It didn't do the hezek to the Dali begufay. It did the hezek to the Dali with the string. Since it did the hezek to the Dali on the string, not on the Dali, it's not begufay, of course it's tzrayus. So this bothered Rabbibi. So therefore Rabbibi said it must be talking the causal minay minay. Must be talking the Targa to do something to the Dali. Because otherwise it's Tzrairis. It just touched the string, not the Dali. That's Tzrairis. What is it, Tzrairis or not Tzrairis? The Rashba holds. If you touch it with your goof, that's Tzrairis. That's not Tzrairis, that's Regal. Or Karen. Or Shane, whatever it is. And if you touch something and it's magic something else, that is... that's Tzrairis. So the Rashba says that's what bothered Rabbibi. This is Tzrairis anyway. Even if you go Masanei Kar. Not like Rava. Rava said the animal kicked the Keli. Keli went flying and it hit a wall. So you go Masanei Kar, it's Rega. Because the animal kicked the Keli, it touched the Keli. Here it didn't touch the Kli, it touched the string. So Rabbibi says it has to be talking to causal Minei. If I care, the Rashba says, Yigairis the causal minay. You don't need, minay minay is mashma that the Targal kept on pushing in until it broke. He says, you don't have to be Yigairis the causal minay minay. Yigairis the causal minay. He had to just push it once. If it was, it could have gone flying and broken, because we passed him Bosa Meikar Azlinen. So, it doesn't matter, he doesn't have to be minay minay, he pushed it all along. He pushed it once. And it went flying, and then it broke. And that's why his gair is the causal minay. Minay minay is mashma. He led it all the way. The causal minay is mashma. He just gave it one knock, and that's enough. That it shouldn't be tzrayus. This is what it says in the Rashba. Nachlas David is maisif. They can really be gairus in the Gemara causal minay minay. You can learn the Gemara the way we learned originally. That the Gemara is really coming to answer if you hold Basel of Besaif as lean on, then causal me name me name. You pushed it all the way. La halakha though, the Rif would leave that out, because the Rif paskins Basel Meikara. So the Rif only brings the causal me name, just that he hit it once, because otherwise it's Tzrairis. So you have to at least hit it once. And this is the Rashba Shita, that it's Tzrairis if the guf of the mazik didn't touch the Adavra Mizik. So Adkan, this is the two mahalchim here in the Gemara. Now, this whole Rashba takes us back to the Gedulei Shmuel, the first day. L'chaik is Bavli Yerushalmi, the question of what's Tzrairis. If you touch something that touches something, is that Tzrairis? The Gedulei Shmuel said that the Bavli holds that if you touch something that's touching something, that's still regal. And you put it right from Uberes, or from Egal HaMashach Bekarah, that these things, even though they're connected, it's still regal, not Tzoris. Right? We said that if an animal is pulling a wagon and it's mazik, the wagon is mazik, so that's regal, not Tzoris. I, the animal, never touched the davar adizik. So we assume that anything that the animal is touching, which touches the davar adizik, is also the same thing. Animal's touching the wagon, wagon's touching the davar adizik, it's all the same. Called electricity, that it's attached to something that it's attached to. So we said that the Bavli holds that that's regal. This Rashba doesn't shtim with the klal that we had. Shtim's better with what he called the Yerushalmi. It seems not to shtim with the rule that we have, which seems like a correct rule, that anything that the animal is touching that's mazik, that's tzoris. So in the Beis Lechem Yehuda, he suggests Avada could be that the Rashba holds that way. But he says, Ulai, the Rashba doesn't mean Avada, Agol Egel HaMashach Bekarim. There's no question that that's regal, it's a Gemara. But there, when the Egel is pulling the Karim, it's all the same Kayach that the animal is pulling the wagon, and with that, the wagon breaks. The wagon's pulling the wagon down the street, and it runs over something. It's one hemshuch of the kayach of the animal. So we're looking at the wagon as an extension of the animal. Because the wagon, the animal, it's all really one with whatever it touches. And with that one kayach, it goes in its basket. Masha'eke by the Dali. By the Dali, it's two different kaiches. The Tarnagoil eats at the string. The string falls. Tarnagoil didn't push it down. Tarnagoil bit at the string. The string falls and it breaks. And it breaks. And the Dali breaks. That's one step more removed than Egal HaMashach Bekarim. The Egal HaMashach Bekarim, it's the same kayach b'shicha that the eagle's pulling the car in, which ran over whatever it ran over. So there we say, whatever's connected is connected, and it's all one. But the Rashba can be minded to that. Here it's worse. Here, it's like, it's more removed. The eagle, the tarnagoil, ate at the string. And the string went downwards, it says the dali went down and it broke. It's another step removed. So the fact that the string and the dali are separate things, the Rashba holds, that makes it into tzrayus. To consider it connected in such a case doesn't help you, because it's not the connection that did it. Okay, let's see. I mentioned at the end of Shir on Thursday that we had a shayla in Hilchos Shabbos. A string and a dali are considered one or are considered two. The shayla was negeya. Again, you should know the klal that it's aser to be tailor yourself on an ilan, to climb a tree or lean on a tree, b'chol kaychei. And it's also even b'tzadei ilan. It says if there's something attached, if there's a basket hanging from the tree, you know how to put things into the basket or take it out of the basket. That's the isra of ilan and tzadei. Tzadei tzadei mutar. However, somebody wants to have a hammock out to be able to lay down on Shabbos, instead of attaching the hammock to the tree, we attach a nail to the tree or a hook to the tree, and you hang the hammock on the nail, then it's mutter to sit on the hammock or lay on the hammock, because that's a dade tzedadim. It's a step removed. It's not the tree, and it's not attached to the tree. It's attached to something which is attached to the tree, and that would be considered tzedade tzedadim mutarim. So we musupik, if somebody has a swing, what's a swing? It's a seed and a rope. Do you look at it as one thing that's tied to the tree? In Mimela, it's aser to put things into the seat of the swing, take it out and put it in, that's aser. Because tzedade ilan asurim. Or should we say no? The rope is the tzedade ilan. And the basket or the seat that the child is sitting in is tzedade tzedade. That's the day to die, they moved Torah. That was the suffix. So how does it come out from our Gemara? It's one or it's two. Tarek Reilim Shalim, Mechatete Bechevel Dali, Nisak HaChevel Nishbar Adli, Misham Nezek Shalim. Posh Pshat in the Braisa. Anything? Good. Pashpashan and the Braisa. Huh? What do you say? In the Pashat the Braisa that's brought by the Toshma. Sounds like it's one thing. Tanagolam Shoy Machatim Bechevel Dli, Nisaka Chevel Nishbara Dli, Shalman Ezek Shalim. And the pashtus is that if you look at the price, it sounds like it's all one. But the Rashba is saying that the rift brings the teretz of the kozel minei minei because the bothered makasha that the rope and the dali are not one. That the rope and the dali are not one. That the guf had taragol was only mazik the rope and not the dali. So the Rashba is saying that Hog Gufa is what bothered Rabibi and the Rif when he brought Rabibi Barabai. That why did he bring it? Because it bothered Rabibi. Now what do you mean the rope and the Dali are one? They're not one. The Gufa at the end will only touch the rope. Didn't touch the Dali. Yosef didn't touch the Dali. It's Tyrus. And therefore he had to answer the causal minay that it touched the Dali. It says the Rashba is saying that the Humas Gadat HaGemara is Lafuke. You shouldn't think the rope and the Dali is one. That the rope and the Dali are two. The rope and the Dali are two, then you need the Kozel Minei. So what it sounds like, the way the Rashba is learning, Rashba's come out Mefurish. He says when you touch the rope, you're not touching the Dali. He's saying it's two different things. And if it's two different things, then... if the dimi is a good dimi until the Shabbos, then it would be a raya. So it seems to the Rashba that they're two separate things, not one. A kapanim, this is the what's the difference between Zorach Chetz and Nisak HaDli? Tyson said Zorach Chetz, you don't go Basa Meikara. And Zorach Evan, Zorach Chetz, you don't go Basa Meikara. What? See, if the Chevel and Dali are one, then it's different. If the Chevel and Dali are two, You know, when the chetz hit the keli, it also moved, it broke into pieces. The what? That's good for a baby's teretz. If you cause me there, because it's the same thing.
Okay, so before
a baby, the Gemara said Shmami the Basameikar has lina. Taisa said by Zar Chaitz, nobody holds Basameikar has lina. Right? It's only by Zara Klieg over some Akar, if Zara Kate's not. When you rip a string, it causes it to fall. It's not Zara Kate's, because it moves right away. It's a tiny thing.
It's breaking, it causes it to fall. It's the motion of the key that's causing it to break, as opposed to the Kate's. The motion of the Kate's is causing it to break.
And here's the motion of the Dli, which is causing it to break. There's the motion of the rope, which is causing the motion of the dli. The Lamai said the dli breaks from its own kayach.
It's not the motion of the dli, of the chavel. The lack of chavel.
Isn't Shani more about to be covered
with the plasma that the guy is
saying
it's not Tzareres? Therefore, it's not Shalom. Therefore, it's not Shalom because it's not Tzareres. Why is it not Tzareres? It's supposed to be covered with the plasma that all the mice of the time ago.
It's one thing.
The Havim, you mean the Havim, we held it's all one, so that you can't compare it to Chetz. But the Rashba was saying that Rabibi had Charata for that.
For
Rabibi. So Gemara says, Shvayda must be a Karasli. The Gemara held that the Tarnagel and the Dali and the Chevel is all one. It's all one, it's not like Zara Chetz.
According
to Rabibi, he's not going to say different tariffs. Okay, good. Okay, Rav Shach, in explaining the Rambam from this kasha, Rav Shach, it's a diyuk lashon Rambam, has nothing to do with the lashon Rif. The Rambam says his lashon is that the Tarnagol pushed it. Ad shenofal v'nishbar. That he put the tarago pushed it ad shenofal v'nishbar until it fell and it broke. And Rav Shach wants his masber. Why? Well, let's just say that the dozel minay or whatever lashon he wants to use. The lashon of the Rambam ad that he pushed it ad shenofal v'nishbar. Shach introduces here, like Toich Devarim, almost innocently, a topic which we had discussed in the previous parak a little. And Rav Shach is bothered, not only he's bothered, but it seems he's saying the Rambam was bothered, and Rav Bibi was bothered, by a different kasha. He's saying, we discussed already the idea that the question of whether gravity is considered a person's kayach. Let's say I hold a rock over a keli. I just open my hand and let the rock fall. Did I break the keli? All I did is I put my fingers away and the gravity made it fall straight down. This is the shaila that we had discussed once before, at least once. I don't remember which sugya came up in. The question, if you let go of something, whether it is, oh, by Bitka Demaya, we talked about it, because there was a Gemara in Sanhedrin. Gemara in Sanhedrin said that if you throw something and it kills someone, you're chayiv. But it's talking, the Gemara says you threw up, you threw the projectile that you threw upwards, and when it came down, the Gemara says, when it comes down, it's not chaychay anymore. So the Gemara says it's still kaychai, because even though it's going down, but it's going in the direction that you threw it. If you threw it in the easterly direction, so it's takachu, you threw it up and towards the east, but on the way down, the Gemara says that's still kaychai. It's still your kayak. It's not your kayak going up, but it's your kayak going in that direction. And therefore, if it hit somebody and killed somebody, then the thrower is chayiv. So Tosis is medayik from this Gemara. The advice does, if you throw something directly up, straight up, and it falls straight down, that is not kaychay, it's pasko kaychay. You throw things straight up, and then your kaych ends, it starts coming straight down. So Tosis is medayik, that then it's pasko kaychay, and the person is not a retzayach. Now he's standing over a person, he throws a heavy rock straight up, he moves away. When the rock finishes going upwards, it starts coming back down, and it kills the person who's laying there. And the thrower is potter. That's not considered ma'isav. So from that Gemara, it seemed to us that gravity, when something is purely the effect of gravity, although you set things up, that if something is purely the effect of gravity, it's not kaicha. It's not considered your ma'isa anymore. Some you're a geyer for it, but you're not a. It's not kaicha ma'amish. And gravity should be something that's not your mice. Rav Shach is bothered by that here. Rav Shach says, who threw the dali downwards? Who threw the dali that it should go down? Nobody. The Tarnagel ate away the string. If there'd be no gravity, the dali would have stayed right where it was. Nobody pushed it down. The tarnagel eats at the string. And the dali fell just because of the kayach of nature, because of the power of gravity, that it fell straight down. That shouldn't be ma'isav. That shouldn't be considered the ma'isav of the tarnagel. And you should be potter. So Zot Rav Shach, that the Rambam learns that that's Shadar of Bibi, the causal minay. The Tarnagel had to push it. If the dali just falls straight down, that's not kaychay of the Tarnagel. If you cut a string and something falls, that falling is not your maisa. If an animal cuts a string and it falls, then it's not his maisa. So therefore, the whole Gemara that does the breaking of the dali is the maisa of Tarnagel. Only makes sense the causal minay if you're pushing it.
Wasn't it falling beforehand?
Just no, it was hanging.
I know, and you released what stopped it. It's like when you take away the dam, the first action, you're responsible.
Oh, it's a good question. Why is it different taking away the dam? Hold on a second. The question is a good question. I'm going to get to it. But Rav Shach learns Pshat in the Gemara. The causal minay and the Rambam that he chaps on the causal minay, that it means that you just have to do something. It can't be gravity. If it's gravity, it's nothing. And that's why the Rambam's lashon when he brings the causal minay is ad nafal v'nishba. Saying the feirish doesn't mean the chicken pushed it into the davar anishba, into the thing that broke the dali. And it doesn't mean the chicken pushed it into a rock and it broke. The chicken just pushed it, and from its pushing, it moved. And for that movement, it broke. So, Basamei Karas Lira. You're the chicken of the sky, the Bala chicken of the sky. But if you just cut the string and it would just fall by itself, so then that would be gravity. And gravity itself is potter. Okay, so Avrobi, you're asking, what's the difference between that and Bitsa Gelaya? So let's think. We go back to Bitka Demaya. What's Bitka Demaya? You pulled away a dam, and the water comes flowing out. So the first water, the Kayach Rishon of water that comes flowing out, is considered your Maaser. What's the difference between Bitka Demaya and the cutting of a string of a dali? What's the difference? So I'll tell you, I don't know anybody who asked the kasha here, but I'll tell you, I do know someone who asked the kasha on a different case. In Hilchos Shechita, Seif Simen Gimel, talks about shechting this way. If someone shechts, it's holding a knife, let's go with a knife. The knife does a shechita. So the Rashba says that's not as nice. It's not as nice. That's why at least the Tvushar, it's like something Gilman brings the Rashba. That if you open your hand and you let a knife fall in a shecht, that's not Kayach Gafra. So he says, why is it different than Bitka Damaya? If I open my hand and I let something fall out, why is that different than Bitka Damaya, where I pulled something away and let something fall down? What's the difference? So I'll tell you the two Ashar's Lashon, not word for word, but the idea of his Lashon, we have to try to understand it. He says, you know, when you move a dam, you're doing a Maisa. You're doing something. You're moving a board out of its position. When you open your hand, you're not doing anything. You're just stopping to do something. Till then you were holding it, and now I don't want to hold it anymore, so I open my hand. In one case, I'm stopping about, I'm not doing a Maisa. And in one case, I'm doing a big Maisa. I'm pulling away a board, which is holding the water back. So it's my Maisa which causes the Kayach Rishon to fall. I'm asking.
That's what I'm saying.
It's a little stick. What?
You want to specify the guy who doesn't specify the
chet. You could shaft Rava, shafted. That's kosher. It's kosher. It's kosher. It's kosher. It's kosher. It's good. But pulling away your hand is no good. So if you pull away a dam, you be zarchet is pulling away, is letting go of a dam also, really. But you pull a string, you let go. But you open your hand. No. But what are you doing? You shoot an arrow. It's like Bitka Demai, or it's like opening your hand. How's it kai chai? How do you shoot an arrow? You pull a string, and then you open your hand. No.
But without you pulling your hand, it's
a tofa.
It's not
going to
fly without you.
It's just going to fly without me. Pilot car is going to fly.
That's
right. It's a question of string.
It's a direct as you said, these wrecks a lot of times that you can turn the mill and shock on this question.
If I turn the mill, I'm doing something. This whole Tvur Shar is saying that opening your hand is letting go of something, it's not doing something. Shooting an arrow, I don't know, it's funny, because when you shoot an arrow, you just let go also. Usually you have to pull to let go, but you don't push the arrow, you just let go. For some reason, shooting an arrow seems more like a ma'isa than letting go. But I'll go upon it, what? Of course, it's kasha, but then you should be right, I'd be like, oh, it's kasha. The Rashba says if you open your hand and it falls, it's no good. If you shoot an arrow, then it is good. Okay. It's one in gravity, you're shooting it in a certain direction. I'll go upon it, it seems from Rosh Hashanah, at least the way he's touching up the Rambam here in our sugya, he doesn't say it's a chiddush. Rosh Hashanah doesn't go into an arichus that gravity is not your ma'aser. He just says that what bothered Rabbi is that when you let go, when you cut the deli, you cut the chevel rather, the deli is not moving because of your kayach. It's moving on its own. That's why I have to say the kozel minei minei. That's why the Rambam says even nafal v'nishbar. If you didn't push it all the way, it's good. As long as you pushed it some, so consider it to be a person's kayach. Okay, I don't know how far this inyan goes. To me, it's a very big chiddush in the first place. There's a tshuva in the Avnei Nezer, and he says on Shabbos, if you have a seed over the ground, and you open up your hand, the seed falls in, and it gets planted, you putter, because you didn't do anything. Just open your hand. It brings this Rashba by Shechita. If you just open your hand, you putter. You didn't do anything. Yeah. It's a chiddush. So he has that he writes in that Leital. He's actually doesn't talk about a seed. He's talking about a clump of earth with grass. If you pick it up, you have a fetalish. If But if you let go and it falls down, you're not like your chayv zareya, even though it starts to grow again when it lands. So you just opened your hand and it fell. It's not a meisen. Feels very stark that it's not a meisen. I think I once saw, but I wasn't able to find it again, a psak for Shlomo Zalman. Somebody opens his refrigerator and the light is on. So the refrigerator is open right now. He takes out whatever he needs. Now what do? You can't close the refrigerator. So a good refrigerator works that if you let go of the door, it closes by itself. It's made, the hinge is on a tilt. The refrigerator hinge. After a while it gets clogged and dirty. It doesn't work anymore, but it's supposed to work that way. So the way I remember it, Rav Shlomo Zalman said, that put something in front of the door and then pull it away and the door will close by itself. Why he doesn't say just let go with your hand, maybe he's afraid to push it, I don't know. So put something there and then put a chair there and hold the door up and then pull the chair away, it'll close by itself and there's no problem. So I'm not telling you to do it. I don't remember, I think I remember where I saw it, but I looked for it and I couldn't find it. I thought I saw in the back of the Hartz Vi, a quote from Rav Shlomo Zalman. He has there a number of pieces on the Hilchos Shabbos. But I would seem to stem, huh? Who? It's in the Shulchan Shlomo. That you can let it close by itself? What? To open the door. What about to close it? He says this. I'm talking about those, I'm talking about gravity, I'm just talking about closing. I don't know, we could do a lot of Hilchos Shabbos, we could do a lot of things on Shabbos if this is what. You're allowed to what? It'll fall where? Let go of a cup of water. According to this, it's the same thing. Why does the Ramah say it's a tayv not to eat outside? I guess afraid you'll pour it. Spill it, you'll knock it over. As long as it goes straight down, it's not kaiche. If it goes sideways, it's kaiche. So later, someone wrote a letter to the Avni Nezer. That great Talmud Avni Nezer is the same person. So the truth is, someone wrote him a letter and asked him, if so, in the first sugya Masechta Shabbos, with an usher sticks out his hand, and he makes a hanocha into the hands of the Ani. So what does that mean? If he sticks out his hand, that means he doctor threw it down? Pasha, he stuck out his hand, he opened his hand and it fell down. How do you put something into it on his hand? You take it and you let go of it and it falls into his hand. So why is a chayah for carrying? Should be allowed to carry by sticking out your hand and letting go. Then it just falls because of gravity. Should be mutter. So he answers that carrying is different. Carrying, he says, the malacha is going from Rishas Saram to Rishas Hayachid, or Rishas Hayachid to Rishas Saram. And that you did. You took the item from Rishas Hayachid, stuck it out to Rishas Saram. Just. There's a tonight, on Shabbos, you're not chayiv unless you made an akira and a hanacha. Unless you picked it up from one Rishas, you put it in another Rishas. But since the ikka malacha you did, to be a hanacha, it's enough that you let go of it, that you caused it to land there. That's what he answers. It's a satisfying teretz, I don't claim it is. But he holds. I mean, his ikaraya is from the Rajba, which is really to a sharp taich of a Rajba, who says this idea that just letting something fall is not a maisa adam. It's not a maisa adam, it's not kechesh al adam, nothing. It's a big chiddush, I don't know, but we have here, at least Rav Shach learned this way. I don't know if it's a raya, because everyone, why did anybody else say Rav Shach Sa'arim? The causal bidei is because of this. Rishonim give different reasons. Like the Rajb himself says the causal bidei bidei for a different reason than Rav Shach. Rav Shach is, can't argue with the Rajb, but he says that's what the Rambam means. But why did the others say it? Without Rav Shach, this Gemara seems to be a raya that gravity is your ma'isa. Because the Gemara is saying, when nifsak deli, it's considered your ma'isa, your chayah. So again, it's Rafya Biyade. It seems that there are at least some who hold of this chiddush, the Tvushar and the Avni Nezer, that gravity doesn't count. And Rashi and Taisus of Masechtas Sanhedrin. In the case you threw something straight up and it comes straight down, Zavai and Zayin, they also say if it comes straight down, it's not Yemaisa. So I don't know. Okay, let's see. Let's start the next Dibayah of Rava. By Rava, Chatzi Nezek Tzroi Reis, Megufei Mishalem, Me'aliyah Mishalem. When the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai said that Tzroi Reis is Chatzi Nezek, what was the Kavana of this Halacha Moshe B'Sinai? Was the Kavana that it's like a short time, Megufei Mishalem? Or was the Kavana, no, just pay Chatzi Nezek, but Me'aliyah Mishalem like Ikaredi. Megufei Mishalem, Le'ash Be'Chatzi Nezek, Mishalem Me'aliyah. Either way, Tzreiris is a combination din. So which way does it go? So we had this Iboy already on Daf Gimel Amud Beis. The truth is that there are three Iboyis that are similar one to the other. One is on this Amud, one is on the next Amud, and one is on the third Amud. There are three ibayas about tzroiris if they're similar to keren tam. This ibaya, if it pays megufei like tam. The ibaya of yesh ha'adol tzroiris or not. On the next daf, yesh ha'adol tzroiris means that tzroiris three times becomes a buid. Then we have the third ibaya if mishuna, if tzroiris that's mishuna pays ravine as it. Is it tam or is it sort of Nezek Shalom, that it will be a Tam of Tzroiris, it will be Chatzi Nezek. All three bayis are pretty much very similar. The question is, when we say Halacha Mishum Sinai Chatzi Nezek Tzroiris, is that just Halacha Mishum Sinai Chatzi Nezek, period? Or do we give it other dinim of Shor Tam also? I think two out of the three bayis are Rava, and one is not Rava, but it basically should be Tali Zebizel, almost Tali Zebizel. Tosh Mahidus Einai Muid, Yeshemin Harizem Muid. So we already said Hidus Hakadaitos, Allah Hidus Vehitis. Talking about Tzroiris. So what's the machlokes if Tzroiris is Muid or not? Ubal Kibifli, Madamar Eina Muid, Kisavar Mugufa Mishalim. Uman Yamar Muid, Kisavar Maliyah Mishalim. Everyone holds you pay Chatzi Nezek. When they talk about it being a Muid, they talk whether you pay Mugufa or not. So it could be that Rabbi Zibayah is this machlokes. The Gemara Lai, but plucked to the Sumpas Rabbana Kibifligi. Also, we had that already before, on the very top line of this Amid, that Machlaikis and that price of Hidus is a Machlaikis if we pass him like Sumpas, if it says if Sumpas tells Nezek Shalai, and the Rabbana Hochachim. Alright, Toshma, come to a new Toshma. Alright, this case that we're about to learn. It's a complicated case, that Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. All the pratim that are negeya to Kelev Shadat al Charora that are not negeya are sugya, we're going to leave for Chaf Aleph Amud Beis because the end is man, and we have to go weiter. We'll get to it anyway in Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. We're going to try to take from Kelev Shadat al Charora just the chelik that's negeya to our sugya, and the other pratim we'll leave. So let's learn the case now, and we'll go into it more in Yitz Hashem tomorrow. A kelev shadat al charara v'holach l'gadish. A kelev took a charara. Charara means a loaf of bread, a loaf of cake that was baking. And it got a piece of hot coal is embedded in the charara. V'holach l'gadish. V'achal ha-charara. V'hidlikas ha-gadish. So he did a job on the bread. And at the same time, he lit the gadish. Hidlikas ha-gadish. So let's see. Ala charara, which masik is he? The charara itself. Check. Mishalim nezek shalim. Ala gadish, mechalim chatzi nezek. Ala gadish, why do you pay chatzi nezek? What does it have to do with chatzi nezek? It's not mishona. So the Gemara says, my time, ala mishon david utzrayris. L'chayra. The charara landing on the gadish, and there's certainly the burning of the gadish is not more than tzroiris. V'tani Allah, mishal chatzi nezek begufay. So the Beferish did now that you pay Begufai on the Chatzi Nezek. So we're going to be Pashati Baya. We're going to be Pashati originally Baya that you pay Begufai. In fact, the Gemara of it is for us, that's so. The Rabbi Laza, there's a Shalom Begufai Biashkecha. Who's Rabbi Laza? We didn't have Rabbi Laza in the Gemara. So Rashi brings that there's a Rabbi Laza in the end of Braisa who says he paid Ezek Shalem. So if he says he paid Ezek Shalem, why do you pay Ezek Shalem? So if you say it's Tzrayris, you have to say that he owes like Sumchis that you paid Ezek Shalem. But Frank the Gemara, could you pay Ezek Shalem? Because Rabbi Laza, Ezek Shalem, a Kufay, be Ashkechan. It's not true. There's no Ezek Shalem. May Gufay. Ella must be that if that's where it's Gagai Gishani Bahabi Gachelas. Now, why does Abadi Abba say you pay Desik Shalay? But Rabbi Lazar Salah Grab Tafi Gav Bishon Akara Bechetzer and Isik Desik Shalay Bishalay. And it'll go back with Tafi, who holds that Kerem Bechetzer and Isik pays Desik Shalay. And that's why we have a Machlaikin Zibi Chatzi Nezek or Desik Shalay. Rabbi Lazar Desik Shalay about Kerem. Chabo chatzidezek al tkeret, and the meila it's pashit pay begufe. If it's chatzidezek al tam, then you pashit that you pay al tmegufe. Rabbi Lassa Savar lo kerem tam v'dav b'shul kerem b'chatzidezek desek shalom v'shalim. It's like the mar v'loy. My tam v'buk mis lo kerem tam v'mishul desek shalom. Why Magufai? Savak Rabbi Yehuda, Dabar Tzad Tamis, Bimakai Ma'imedes. If he could only become Magufai at Tzad Tamis. What is Tzad Tamis, Bimakai Ma'imedes? It means every Kerem pays Chatzi Nezek Magufai. When it becomes a Mu'in, it pays Nezek Shalem, it still pays Chatzi Nezek only Magufai. But the second Chatzi Nezek, it pays Ben Aliyah. And this is going like that, man. The Yama, and the main left the Hezber of the Din. So we have here how many explanations of the Braisa? Basically, two. Either that it's Tzroiris. Actually, we have three explanations of the Braisa, right? The Gemara wants to bring a Raya. Tzroiris is Magufai. It's either Tzroiris that pays Magufai. We had a Kasha on David Tisbra. Or else it's Keren, and they argue with the Machlaikis from Tafid the Chachamim. Or the final pshat, that it could be it's Tzroiris, and they argue again in the Machlaikis Sukhus the Chachamim, but it's going on Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, so we're going to pick up on this tomorrow. The Taisvis Bebuid, Machlaikis Hirashi Taisvis. You get to the Taisvis, there's Nachlas Dovra Taisvis, which Mustama will get to tomorrow as well. Okay. Last full week of this month, you have to make sure to move because try to come.